Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, and 19 and 20. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant." The prophet answered, "As surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing." And even though Naaman urged him, he refused. After Naaman had traveled some distance, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said to himself, "My master was too easy on Naaman, this Aramean, by not accepting from him what he brought. As surely as the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something from him." It's no secret. Stealing is a sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. She was excited to be old enough to babysit, and eager to jump at any chance to do so. It wasn't just for the money, although that was nice. She was very good with little kids and genuinely enjoyed babysitting. When the neighboring family, who struggled financially, was caught in a bind and needed someone to watch their toddler, she offered to do so free of charge. Later in the week, when she wasn't home, the neighbors stopped by. They wanted to pay her a small amount of money for babysitting. Her brother answered the door. After explaining that his sister wasn't home, he offered to take the money and said he would give it to her. He never did. Instead, he kept the money and never told his sister about it. The brother acted like Elisha's servant Gehazi, dishonestly taking something that wasn't his. Even if he never got caught, it doesn't change that what he did was wrong. Stealing, whether it is done openly or secretly, is always sinful. Not only does it reveal greed and a lack of contentment, but it also shows an unhealthy desire for earthly possessions that can easily bump God out of the number one spot in our lives. Thankfully, Jesus showed that God the Father was always his number one. How? Instead of giving in to any sinful desire, he chose to carry out his Father's will perfectly. He never took what wasn't his. He was always content and grateful for what he had, and he was even willing to die for every sin, including stealing. If he loves his Father and us that much to prioritize us over everything, let's return that love by keeping him as our number one priority. We fold our hands and bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, keep us from getting distracted and tempted by worldly things that mix up our priorities. We have all that we need in you. Please grant us contentment with that. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.